Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed of having relations. It's beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations every night.
Hello. How are you?
In the building. We are in the building. Once again, we welcome everyone to the Relations Slow Jam and Adult Talk Show.
Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed of having relations.
You know, we are trying to meet each other's needs.
What did you do? Did you pay attention to those things? Did you look at the signs about her? Did you take the time? You know, I'm talking about fellas right now. Fellas,
don't try to take me now and turn me into something that I'm not, because it's now all of a sudden convenient for you. If you want to love me with who I am, for who I am, by who I am, or leave me the hell you know. It's pretty simple.
It's warning and warning and warning. Woo! Might make your head blow off.
Bring your sexy back. Let's go. Once again, welcome everyone to the Relations Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. And tonight's topic, let's just get straight to it. Can we get our sexy back? We kept it as a question because it's an open-ended question. But before we go any further, I got to introduce the lovely and one and only Miss Lady J. Welcome.
Aww, you're so kind. You is kind. You is sweet. You is important.
and you got my old black ass, just an ass.
No, you are the wonderful, incomparable, super genius, Mr. Nice.
I'm here. How was your week?
It's been a busy week. It's been a very busy week.
Yes.
Take care of me and just get some other things done. But, you know, it's good. You know, this is the best part of the week. It's hump day. It's the middle of the work week. And then I get to spend the day with you and all the folks that get to listen to us. So that's awesome. This is the best part of my day.
Yes.
Woo!
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling amped because I had to do a little business behind the scenes, and I said, you know, no, they always say what Jay-Z said, numbers don't lie, and you know, statistics
that's
and
right.
stuff like
Men
that.
Lie,
I know,
women
you know,
lie,
and,
but numbers don't lie.
That's it. Math is very universal, even though I suck in except when it comes to my money, but that's another whole other story. However, numbers don't lie. You know, in our statistics, we are definitely being listened to over the ocean. So on the European side, they are listening to the Relations Adult. I'm sorry, I can't even get it out. They are listening to the Relations Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. So I am excited,
Barbados,
very happy.
And in Barbados, I love that.
Yes.
You know, I'm excited.
Yes. So as I think as we kind of chime back forth this week, I guess we're on to something here. You know, we on to something. So, you know, we're gonna make this work. So I'm happy that we come to the first month of our third season back. You know, I'm very inspired. I'm inspired by seeing who's watching us, and I think I shared it with you, you know, to know that we have at least over 31,000 people that's listening, or 31,000 that's listening. It's crazy. You know, these are real numbers, you know, bona fide numbers, whether it's on just calling in, whether it's listening, streaming, but people are listening. Oh, big salute to all those in the military, you know, that does follow us. So we salute you. We thank you for listening. And of course, we got to do our check-in salute to New York, New Jersey, or of course, Jersey, PA, Pennsylvania. Can't forget about Texas. You know, thank you. We appreciate you guys. Virginia, North Carolina, Virginia, California. You know,
yes.
we appreciate it. You know, so when you think that people's not listening, they are listening. They are listening. They are listening.
Mm-hmm.
So before we go into our topic a little bit more, we have a guest that's going to be coming on and probably at our half mark. Yasmin Cleveland, she's the CEO of ROAR, which stands for Reach Out Addiction and Recovery. She has a program and organization that deals with recovery. Now, when we talked about the topic, she says, you know, women or people that go through addiction feels that they lost that swag or they lost that part that kind of made them feel good. And we're going to touch on that tonight. And she's going to tie in about the business and how you can still go through your journey and your testimony in life and still have that swag, have that vote of confidence about yourself. So, you know, we can welcome her at the half mark. So, Yasmin Cleveland, she'll be on a little later on. So, I'm going to do what I always do every week. I do gracefully roll out the red carpet for the lovely Miss J to kind of bring us in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love me some you. I do. You know, when we finished last week's show talking about enjoying the journey, you know, part of the things that we talked about afterwards were, you know, sometimes when you're on your journey and it's been a minute, you know, whether you're in a long-term relationship, a marriage, whatever you're in, you know, sometimes we kind of get that sense of, you know, do I still do it for them? You know, am I still sexy? What do I still bring to the table? And I think a lot of times we don't lose our sexy. I think sometimes we let our sexy go. And then also, too, I think that there is a staunch difference between sensual and just overtly sexual. And sometimes we need to learn the difference between that. And also, too, sexy is not necessarily a look, but sexy is more so a state of mind. Because how is it that the girl in the grocery store who got on her Adidas sweatsuit and her sneakers, and it's not necessarily fitting all her curves or whatever, but she is found to be just as sexy as the chick with the pumps and the little itty-bitty skirt and all of her cleavage hanging out. It's all in how you carry yourself. It's all in what you exude. You can exude sensuousness and sexuality without exuding all of your body parts. Same thing goes for guys. You know, guys, I am not a huge fan of skinny jeans, but, you know, you don't have to have.
Oh,
I'm just saying,
you
know, I don't
Thank
know
you.
What it is.
Thank you.
You know, that's not necessary for you to have all that stuff bunched up in them jeans like that. That doesn't make you necessarily any more sexy, because the guy who got on some gray slacks or some gray sweatpants, and if that's sitting the way it's supposed to be sitting in there, golly, that's just as sexy. But I love a man who just exudes confidence. You know, he can have on a t-shirt and some sweats, you know, or he can have on a suit and a tie. But that confidence in what he's wearing or what he's doing or what he's saying, that is what's sexy. So, you know, do we need to sometimes look at the difference between what I wear versus how I behave, or you know, just if we have that lack of confidence? Because you can put on the most amazing outfit as a man or a woman, but if you don't have conviction with it, it just looks like you're trying to perpetrate something that you're not. So,
you may have to repeat that again. You said conviction. You may have to break that word down. Some people don't understand how that ties in, sexy and conviction. Some people don't get that. You probably went over some heads.
Okay. I am the queen of casual chic. Casual chic is my thing. Give me some jeans and a t-shirt and some sneakers, because y'all know I can't wear heels anymore. I can walk out of here, and if my jeans make me feel pretty, if my t-shirt makes me, I'm convicted with that. I'm holding on to, like, you know what? I look good today. I feel good today. And sometimes that's the bigger thing. I'm convicted, you know, it's like I have conviction about how I feel. I feel beautiful. I feel pretty. I feel sexy. I don't even need anybody else to validate that for me. I don't need anybody else to tell me that, because I am convicted by it. I know for sure that I am what I am. And whether somebody holler today or not, I'm convicted by that. I feel that. And I think that confidence has to be something that's inward. A lot of times, I think as women, we feel that we have to be validated by others in order to feel like we're beautiful, in order to feel like we're pretty, in order to feel like we're sexy, in order to feel like we are what society says that we should be. And if you're often waiting for that conviction to come or that validation to come from others, what about when it doesn't come? Then how does that make you feel? Do you feel less pretty? Do you feel less beautiful? Do you feel like, you know, oh, I'm just not hitting because somebody's not saying that you are? So now you're giving somebody else control. You're giving everything externally over to someone else to make you feel some kind of way. And that needs to come from within. And that's why confidence is key. Self-esteem is key. I love Cat Williams. I think Cat Williams, with all of his issues, is hilarious. And in one of his things, he talks about self-esteem. And I have to say it the way he said it. He said, bitch, self-esteem is esteem of oneself. And it's like, you know, we often give that to other people to look for them to build us up, to make us feel some kind of way. So they define whether or not we're sexy, or they define whether or not we got to go. No, I don't need anybody to define that. And that's what we have to, that's the most beautiful thing about a person anyway. Yes, you can be aesthetically put together like a 10 that's off the charts. But if on the inside you're a -2, that's all going to come out. It's all going to come out. So if your personality is not together, if your self-esteem is not together, then it really doesn't matter. Now, don't get me wrong. There's not anybody who doesn't like to be told at some point, yes, you're beautiful, especially those people who are in relationships. You know, if you were the kind of guy who every time you saw your mate, you guys were going out and y'all were getting together, and you're like, babe, you look good. Babe, you look this. Babe, you look that. Please don't think because you're 2 years in, 3 years in, 5 years in, 10 years in, that she doesn't still want to hear that from you. Trust me, somebody else out there sees what you see, and they're telling her that. But she wants to hear that from the person she comes home to every single day. Just like ladies, if you told your man how handsome he is, if he turned you on, he did this, he did that, and then now all of a sudden, you're not telling him that anymore. There's somebody out there who's telling him that. But he too wants to hear that from the person he comes home to every day. So now if you guys aren't seeing each other as still sexy and attractive and all these other things, what are you guys missing? What's happening? What's wrong? You know, don't get me wrong. Work and life is a bitch. You know, if y'all got kids and y'all been together for a minute and you both holding down jobs and you guys got goals and you're trying to achieve some things, even if you're not in a relationship where you're under the same roof, but you're independently trying to do some things and you're squeezing in time for your situationship or the person that you're dealing with, it's a lot. But let's take some time to still occasionally do those things that attracted us to that person and vice versa. So
I know
we pay a lot of money for these weeds. Not me, because y'all know I'm bald-headed right now. But we pay a lot of money for these weeds. We pay a lot of money to get our hair done, and I get that. But sometimes, every now and again, please take your rag off your head when you come to bed. Sometimes.
Oh.
I know. Oh. I'm just saying. And you know what? Fellas, that goes for you, too. I know y'all trying to get these waves in. Y'all trying to get that deep beehive in. But I'm going to need you to take the do-rag off sometime. I'd like to run my fingers through your beehive sometime. And I know you're going to be mad, but just go take a shower.
I'm glad you touched on that. I'm glad you talked about that, because there's ways of, getting your sexy back and also keeping your spouse, your significant other, intrigued. And like you said, if you just came from the gym, fellas, and trust me, I love going, working out and stuff like that. If you come from the gym, it's not sexy.
Yeah, listen, that
trying to roll
the
up
gym,
and,
y'all,
some old sweaty nuts and sweating self all on your
wall. Yeah, I'm gonna need you to watch that.
You didn't clean up. You need to handle
need
it. All right, let's keep it 100. Men, it's okay to manscape. It's okay. I don't want to see your beard on the back of your neck. I mean, it's real talk. Handle your business. It just don't make no sense. If you wear a tank top, you should have an afro on your shoulders. It just shouldn't happen. For the life of God, that's not sexy. It's not sexy. Stop it. Ladies, all right. Now talk to our ladies. Listen, I'm going to keep it 100. Ladies, if you wear it now, the weather's getting warm. The weather's getting nice. And you got the sandals on, your open toes. All right, listen. Your toes should be properly manicured. It shouldn't look like your damn feet is doing a Crip and Blood signs. It just should not happen. Stop it. For the life of God, that's not sexy. You know, you can't be, throwing shade on somebody else if you ain't right. And listen, I am done with these fellas. All right, listen, you want to wear sandals, you want to get your Eric Benet on, I am all for it. But your feet should not look like bricks in flour that had a fight with each other. It just didn't happen. It's not sexy. And, oh, yeah, can't forget about brushing teeth. If you approach your woman and you say, hey, look, how you doing? Let's keep it well. Oh, okay. Gargle. Floss. You can't have last night's dinner and lunch still between your teeth when you're trying to say, hey, can I get your number? It's all so wrong. It's not sexy. That's not confidence. It's just wrong. I'm just saying. When this topic came up, I was like, okay, how do you remain sexy? Let's go over the do's and don'ts. And those are the don'ts. And, listen, at the end of the day, I have to go to the checks myself. Feet, okay, check. And if it's not right, don't approach. And if you're around your woman, don't come up to her. And if your breath is not right, in the morning, take the time to go in the bathroom and gargle. Hey, how you doing, babe? No. And that voice was a woman. It should just stop.
Oh, my God. Okay. And now do you expect me to collect myself now?
I had to vent. I'm sorry. We were talking about getting sexy back. We had to go over the do's and don'ts. So you can be sexy. I'm just all I'm saying, I provide what you shouldn't do. Through experience, I made some errors. Got checked by a couple women in the past.
Oh,
like, no, you didn't. Oh, Lord. You came from the gym? Yeah, what's the problem? You the problem.
But we
so
can
I had
take,
to learn.
But the thing is, we could take that shower together. And that's the thing. I mean, there's ways to when you're trying to I don't want to say check somebody, but, okay, you just came from the gym. You know what? You need a shower. Let's step in the shower together. I don't mind lathering you up and washing you up, because what I'm going to get, the reward afterwards, or sometimes the reward during the shower, that's going to be well worth it, and we can definitely enjoy it more once the shower has been had or when we're in the shower. One of the things I find interesting is all of those wonderful don'ts that Mr. Naz just mentioned. Do them for yourself. Second of all, yes, you definitely want to do them when you're out and about. But, ladies and gentlemen, do them for your partner. Don't let it be that when you're going out with your girls, all of a sudden now you can go and get your hair tight, get your nails tight, get your feet tight, you know. And then, fellas, don't let it just be that when you're going out with your boys, you know, you're going to get your beard trimmed up and you're going to get your feet done and you're going to get a new outfit, this, that, and the third. Yeah, because now it's like the person that you're living with, that you're in a relationship with, shit, the person you fucking on a regular, they're not worth doing that for too. I mean, ladies, you know, you don't just check Miss Kitty and shave her up and trim her up when you going out or going on vacation. You don't want to just continue to present, you know, your person that you're with just a forestry going on down there, unless that's their thing. Now, if that's their thing, that's cool.
Really?
But if that's not their thing, and you know the forestry, because, you know, some folks is real forest-like. But if that wasn't the way you presented it to them, if that's not the way that they like it, and you know that, and you were doing the upkeep, and now all of a sudden, you know, you got the Amazon rainforest going on down there, why? When did we start losing interest in taking care of ourselves, for ourselves, and for the person that we're with? There are just certain things that, even though, you know, y'all know I don't necessarily do that relationship thing, but that situationship, yeah, I'm not just going to bring him anything any old kind of way, because first of all, that ain't me. Second of all, I know what you like, and if sometimes I give you what you like, you damn sure going to give me what I need and what I want. So, you know, it's kind of like give and take. So, you know, but then, you know, we wonder why sometimes our people get a little suspicious. You know, it's like, oh, well, all of a sudden now you can go get your hair done, you can go get your nails done, but you can't never do none of that for me. You know, come on, ladies and gentlemen, you know, that dirty T-shirt that, you know, both of y'all wear to bed for the whole week, you know, those granny panties that you wear, not just when you got your period, but all the time when you come to bed all week. The boxers with the holes in them that you wear with her because she knows you and you can be comfortable around her. Yeah, we don't got to do that every day. How about we do something different? How about we play pretend? How about we go on a date? How about we get dressed up for each other? How about you sit next to me? And or you slide up next to me after you come from the bar or whatever, and you be like, "Hey, can I get your number? How are you?" Let's do some things that'll intrigue us, and we can carry that back home or wherever we carrying it to. You know, it's cute. Let's go back to doing some of that cute stuff of getting our sexy back. You know, let's feel good about ourselves. You know. I'm a huge proponent of role play. I think role play is amazing because it gives us an opportunity to be someone different, to do something different, to experiment with some things that we may or may not have done, or to expand on some things we've already done. You know, but we can't necessarily be shy, so let's just do something different. You know, meet me in the lobby of such and such hotel. You know, I'll meet you at the bar. I'll take you out to dinner. You know, you come here often. You look beautiful. Are you married because your husband is a lucky man, or are you married because your wife is a lucky woman? You know, are you in a relationship? Let's do something different. And I'm not saying it got to be every day because everybody ain't got time for that. You know, we got work, we got jobs, we got all kinds of stuff we got going on. But how wonderful would that shit be if we kind of gave our relationship or whatever we in a shot in the arm and just did something sweet and different? Let's just do something that we haven't done in a minute. And that's going to send you to work tomorrow with a smile on your face. That's going to send you to work tomorrow with a smile on your face. You're going to go want to talk to your girls about it. You might even want to holler at your boys about it. Let me tell you what old girl did for me or what old boy did for me. And that was dope, and I like that. And now you really digging on the person you may have been with for the last 5, 6 years, 10 years, 20 years.
You know, hold on. I'm sharing too much information. I guess I know some goons. I ain't sharing too much. These jokers, they'd be like, oh, yeah?
Well, that's a,
then next, you know,
you that's a whole other
you
show
to the lady,
about keeping
it
private.
And they look at the she's like talking, shared everything, oversharing. They looking like, hey, how you doing? It's nice. What's
exactly.
Good
exactly.
And then next you know you're fighting when you're fighting your dude in church.
I'm leaving. okay,
no,
somebody also
listen,
sent
let's keep
sent
it
me a message.
You know how it happens. You know what happens in church.
And somebody also sent me a message
you.
That says, shave those armpits under your arms, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Shave those afros. Stop walking around looking like y'all got buckwheat in a headlock. So, because that shit's not cute. Because, you know, I'm kissing on your shoulders and I'm kissing on your arms. And, you know, and vice versa. You know, guys, you kissing on my neck. And, you know, I go to raise my arms above my head. You know, makes your breath lift up a little bit more. You know, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, do you braid that? Is that, you perm that? You know, I'm just saying, you know, that was just
yeah,
going
no,
to
no,
my
listen, I am with you, and easy on the damn talcum powder. easy
you know
on the
what?
Powder. All right, no, seriously, back to the topic. No, seriously, all right. I just got to, all right, listen, you got to explain, all right, people got a misconception of sexy, the word sexy. You know, we automatically assume sexy is associated with sex automatically. It's so many dimensions to the word alone. That's why we want to touch it, because we want to kind of dispel some of the, I guess, meaning of what people think sexy is. You know, it's not always sex. You know, so, I mean, can you elaborate on that and, you know, kind of let our listeners know?
I often ask people, what is sexy to you? Because we have to remember what's sexy to one person is different than what's sexy to someone else. And now, aesthetically, most men are visual creatures. So, what they see is sexy. I'm sorry, the sounds of my city are just all up in our phones. So what they often see things as, you know, they see women as sexy. They see body parts aesthetically as sexy. And let's be honest, when we are attracted to someone, it's not because of what's come out of their mouth. Because we haven't spoken to them yet. There is something aesthetically about a person that we say, you know what, damn, you know, whether it's their butt or their legs or their breasts, their lips, their head, whatever it is, and vice versa for guys. You know, we look at guys, now trust and believe, we look at y'all the same way y'all look at us. You know, probably we size you up faster because, yeah, we women are just really good at that. So
really?
The first thing, we can probably measure your dick before you finish walking over to us. Because we're pretty good at that. We look at things at how you, we look at how you walk. I'm just saying. You know what I told you, them gray slacks and them gray sweatpants. Yes. So, but, you know, so usually it's something that's visual for us all. But then if you start to talk to someone, that can determine if you continue to see them as sexy or not. Because once somebody opens their mouth, it becomes like, damn, they are so sexy. And it's because now your physical has been accentuated by what you say, by how your personality starts to come through, that confidence, that character, those traits. Or this person is no longer cute to me because why they open their mouth. There are some people, as soon as they open their mouths, or you watch their behaviors, they're no longer attractive, because sexy is not just the physical part. It's not just what we see. It's collective. It's all. It's your personality. It's your confidence. It's your body type. It's how you carry yourself. It's all of those things that come across collectively that makes this person a sexy individual. Now, there are some people who are just obsessed with looks, and they will only have a quote-unquote certain type. And you can be the most horrible person, but because you meet their looks quota, they'll continue to mess with you and deal with you. But usually that's often short-lived. because that's often shallow. Then sensuality comes in. And sensuality is very much about how one carries themselves. You ever meet somebody and you say, damn, they just exude sensuality. It's just like everything about them. And like I said, they can be covered from head to toe. Not a single part of them is exposed except maybe their hands and their face. But there is just something about them that just oozes sensuality, or you know, some people want to confuse it, sexuality. And that has nothing to do with how they look. It's all in how they carry themselves. And it's all in how they speak to you. It can all in be how they touch you. It's all in how they respond to you. Even if you're in a situationship with somebody, and if that person just strokes you the right way, literally and figuratively, it can make them one of the most sensual, sexual people you've ever met, because there's just something about them that connects with you, and there's a chemistry with that individual, and that's a big deal as well. Chemistry is so important when you're in any kind of ship. So that comes across, and that since I'm going to tell you, you can meet the most bland man or woman, the quote-unquote average-looking guy or average-looking chick, but they can be the most sensuous person, most sexually-looking person in the room, because it's just, you know, maybe the gesture of their lips, and they're not trying. It's just when they speak, there's something about them when they speak, or their smile, or a twinkle in their eye, or the way their hips move. And it's not like they're trying. That's just who they are. That
we got a caller. We have a caller.
Hey.
I believe this our caller we have on is Miss Brigitte Yasmin Cleveland of Roar Reach Out Addiction and Recovery. We're going to bring her on now. She's going to talk briefly about her program, and as well, she's going to tie in on the topic. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome Miss Brigitte Yasmin Cleveland. Thank you.
Hello everyone. Can you hear
How
me?
How are you? Yes,
I'm good. Thank you. Hi, Lady J. Nice to meet you.
You as well.
Hey, Mr. Nas.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
I'm good. I've been listening to you guys. This is some good stuff, and I would just like to say thank you, first of all, to my Most High Creator for today allowing me to stay clean in recovery, and thank you guys for allowing me to share my experience, Strength and Hope online.
Fantastic.
Amen. Now, you want to do it, and I'm going to bring you in. Now, you're going to have to explain to our listeners a little bit about, you know, what is Roar. Explain what is Roar.
I would love to. Roar, R-O-A-R, stands for Reach Out Addiction and Recovery. And what Roar is a transitional house for women that are suffering from the disease of addiction, and they're looking for a place to recover.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we're trying to reach out to women in recovery, and our vision is to create a sober living environment for women, whether they're being released from prison, suffering with the disease of addiction. They could be veterans that are suffering with substance abuse, and just create a sober environment for them.
How can people reach you?
Oh, sure. Actually, I can leave my number and my website. My phone number for them to reach me at is 609-738-0119.
Okay.
And my website, they can go, I'm actually on Facebook as well, but if they go on my website, would be reachoutaddictionrecovery.org.
Awesome.
And there's an admissions waiting list on there as well for them, for any women that would like to go on and sign, because the houses, we don't have the house yet. We are in the process of looking for a house. So there is an admissions waiting list for them if they would like to go on that list to wait. And when we open, we'll contact them.
Fantastic. Now, we're tying in tonight's subject of you know, getting our sexy back. With women in recovery, is that sort of an issue for them sometimes?
Oh, all the time. It absolutely is, because as women suffering with a substance disorder, you know, you're talking about, you know, women being so used and abused and beaten and criticized and damaged. I mean, raped. They're called sluts and bitches, and they're prostituted. And so going through that, I think that, well, I can speak for myself. Let me speak for myself. I haven't gone through a lot of those things, but I have gone through my own issues. And when I was suffering from the disease of addiction and active addiction, you know, being sexy was not coming from the inside. I didn't know about being sexy. I was insecure. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the only, most of the times women offer sex as something to be sexy with. They don't know.
Exactly.
They don't have the tools and the solutions, or even the know-how, to say, okay, like I heard you mentioning, you know, brushing your teeth and shaving under your arms, and you know, they don't have the tools to do those things. You know, they're busy mm-hmm. using their bodies to get that next hit or that next drink. You know, so when you come into recovery so beaten down as a woman, beaten down by society, by men, even by other women, you know, you come into recovery and it's hard to, you have to work from the inside out. So, and once you start to do that, you start to realize what really, really what sexy is. And women in recovery, well, for me anyway, on my journey, I learned that being sexy was about my morals and my values and my character, you know, how I articulate, my growth, my confidence within, because once I started to gain those things, it showed on the outside, and that was the sexy part, you know.
Right.
I mean, Mr. Nas, he knows me, and he sees the way that I carry myself. I don't, you know, for me, it's not to have my breast exposed. I don't have to wear the shortest mini skirt, you know, showing all my legs and body parts. I fairly cover myself up, but I have this confidence now, and this took work. This wasn't easy. You know, I come from the disease of addiction, where I'm talking about, like, listen, you know, I was drinking every day, doing drugs, smoking a pack of 100s a day, suffering from the disease of bulimia, okay? Very insecure, you know? I didn't know what I didn't, and I'm a fairly attractive woman, I'd like to think, you know, but I didn't know it. I didn't know it. So if I don't know that, if I'm not secure within, how do you see that on the outside? You can't.
Right. So it goes back to something that we were talking about earlier, about that confidence.
Yeah.
And that esteem of oneself, and not having that void filled by something external, whether it be, you know, through addiction or just other people, you know, saying of letting you and validating you. You are learning how to validate yourself.
Absolutely. And that takes work, because, like I said, you know, we come in so beaten down by society and by men, that it's hard to look at ourselves as being sexy. You know,
okay.
That's very difficult. So you have to do you have to work the solutions, work the 12 steps,
right.
Work the tools that you've been given to even think, to have any idea of even how to do that. And a lot of times what happens is let's talk about this, okay? There's not getting high anymore, and then there's recovery. There's a big difference. You know, you can stop using alcohol and drugs, but then you still keep the behaviors of the alcoholic and the addict. So you're not in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recovery is the growth. It's the change from the inside. It's taking your own inventory and learning how to be sexy and stop pointing the fingers at others.
Right.
And pointing the finger back at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of us don't know how to do that. That's not easy to do when you really take a look at who you truly are.
Right.
You know, it really isn't. So as far as being sexy, that is definitely something that women in recovery, you know, we need to speak to mentors. We need to surround ourselves with other women, okay, that are empowering themselves to be in powerful positions. You know, stop the negative behavior. That's definitely not sexy.
Yeah.
Nobody don't want anybody that's needy and whining and negative. I know you men out there don't want that. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Right.
So let me ask you this. Miss Yaz. With those who's been affected and who's going through recovery and they kind of lost that confidence, I know Lady J touched on it a little bit, but your perspective, how do you help them regain that confidence back? I know it starts within themselves, but everyone needs help. How do you help them kind of feel good about themselves? How do you get them to say, you know what, you're sexy, you're beautiful? How do you get them to get that part of their life back without compromising integrity?
You know, that's a good question. And it really, the secret is in the 12 steps of NA and AA and getting yourself a sponsor and working the steps in every single day life for women in recovery and just for people in recovery in general. Just if, you know, your actions and what you do every day can actually cause you to relapse. A lot of people in recovery actually relapse before they even pick up the drug. I mean, if you find yourself lying and stealing and cheating and your integrity and morals and values, you're losing them, you're on your way already to a relapse. You're already in active addiction without even picking up the drug. Okay, so it's definitely in the 12 steps. You have to get a sponsor. You have to work on yourself every single day. Something as simple as seeing somebody drop money and you running to pick it up to take it. You're in active addiction. Those little signs right there, if you start to learn how to recognize them, you know, I'll tell you something. There's people, you have women and men that are suffering from this disorder, this disease, and, you know, there's women, they have the tools and they have the solutions. And there's people out there that don't have that are not just regular everyday people that can actually benefit from the solutions and the tools that we are blessed to have to change and grow and know how to be sexy, you know?
Well, I want to say personally, on behalf of definitely myself and Lady J, we thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I want to definitely bring you on some more. We have another show coming up next month, the Battle Life Magazine podcast show. And I want to kind of, you know, have a show dedicated to addiction and recovery. I definitely want to bring you on with that. So, you know, once again, you know, this is the one and only Miss Brigitte Yasmin
Thank
Cleveland.
Thank you so
Board,
much,
CEO.
You guys.
You
Thank
know,
you.
So
Thank
we
you,
want
Ms.
to say
Yaz.
Love you. Thank you for coming in.
Can I just
you know,
say one more thing before I go? Please.
Absolutely.
Just,
by all
can I just
means.
Say, ladies out there, please give yourselves a break. Don't beat yourself up, okay?
Yes.
You get up in the morning, say affirmations. Very important. I am beautiful inside and out. I am unique. I am motivated. I am striving forward. I will make progress. I have ambition. I am a leader. I trust my instincts. I will be happy and fulfilled. I create my new beginnings. I will help women in recovery. I am beautiful. I am smart. And you say those things every single day to yourself and watch how sexy you will become.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ms. Yaz.
Thank you. Bye,
Ms.
guys.
I'm going
to
put you on. Bye. I'm going to put you on, you know. You can welcome
okay.
to the show. That was the one and only, Ms. Brigitte Yasmin Cleveland. I had to say it properly because I felt a little bougie. But powerful stuff. Powerful stuff.
Very.
Powerful
very.
Stuff. You
and
know, but you know, it ties in what we're talking about. You can still feel
absolutely.
Beautiful without compromising.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, sexy.
When you feel guilty about, having a drink.
State of mind. Well, yeah, I'm not that bad yet. But, you know, it doesn't happen that often for me.
But awesome stuff.
It all ties in together because, you know, whether you're a woman in recovery, a woman or a man in recovery, because I can also understand that men would feel the same way, that whether you're in recovery or just, you know, you don't have that sense of confidence about yourself, so you're finding it hard to find your swag or to find your sexy or to find your sensuousness. It's important that it all starts from within oneself because, again, like I said, when you continue to give other people the opportunity to validate you, they can take that back at any given moment. You know, the same person that you lean on and tell you that you're beautiful, you're this, you're that, when they no longer tell you that, if they're pissed off at you, if they're mad at you, if you're having a fight and they say with your ugly ass, oh, you are crushed. You are absolutely crushed. You know, and I love her affirmations. Those are beautiful, and I have got to learn how to say them nice and beautiful like that because I say mine real different. I'm like, fuck everybody else. So, but it comes down to kind of the same thing. I'm just saying. But when I say that, I don't mean malice to anyone else, but I do mean that, you know what? What I feel about me is what I feel about me. And if I'm not beat for you, if you don't feel the same way about me, it's okay. It's all right. If I think today that these jeans hit these curves and this ass is looking tight and I'm feeling good and whatever I got on, I don't need anybody else to tell me that. I don't. And that's because that comes from within. And as dynamic and amazing as I may come across, it wasn't always this way. It took a while. It took me a while to get there. You know, before thick was in, I was thick. I've been thick a long time, so it wasn't even that I was thick back then. You just fat. So, you know, like everybody wanted a skinny Barbie doll. And it was like, well, dang, that ain't me. That's not who I am. But you have to be confident in who you are in the skin that you're in. Now, if you're not happy with the skin that you're in, then you need to do something to change it, but change it for you. Don't change it for someone else. I, at that time, was like, okay, I'm like the cutest big girl up in here. And I had to be comfortable with where I was. And then when I wanted to change some things, I changed some things. And I'm still a barrel of thickness right now, but this thickness right here is all that. And I'm okay with that. And if nobody else tells me that, I'm still really okay with that. You know, and I like sharing my sensuousness about myself with the person that I'm dealing with. And, you know, one of the things that we were touching on right before Ms. Yaz came on was the difference between sexual and sensuous. And, you know, sensuousness or sensuality doesn't necessarily have to do anything with sex at all. You know, how about when you sit with somebody that you care about and y'all cuddled up and y'all watching a movie and you just feel that connectedness with that person. Or, you know, back in the day when y'all first met and y'all used to tickle and make each other laugh and all that, go back to those things. You know, that's what will bring a spark back to your relationship. Or when you're dealing with your situationship, like, you know, and I often talk about situationship because we're going to keep it 100. That's a lot of us out here in those types of things. But even those, if you decide, okay, I don't necessarily quote unquote want a relationship with this person, but we cool, we groove, whatever, and we like when we're with each other, make that enjoyable. Like, no, it ain't just I walk in, I drop my pants, I bend over the bed, we do the same thing over and over. No, like, do something different with that. You know, how about y'all talk to each other? I know that's a weird concept nowadays without texting. But how about you talk to each other? That is the sexiest fucking thing in the world anyway, is conversation, communication. How do I know what you like? How would be sexy for you if I ain't never talked to you, find out what you like?
You're touching on something there.
I'm always touching on something. always
no, not touching on that. Not that nasty behind. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm sitting here, you're watching the boards and some people, you know, first of all, thank you for everybody for listening. Now, you said as far as communication, I think that's essential. That's a kind of a lost art form. And you have to explore. You have to talk. You have to have a dialogue. You know, if your spouse may not know how to kind of verbalize whatever, it could be, you know, some type of indirect communication, but work on the communication, like you just said. You know, closed mouth doesn't get fed. You got to ask questions. What do you like? And you both can get your sexy back together by working on a communication together.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there is no way around that at all. You have to talk, because if we don't talk, then it becomes an issue. It's like, okay, well, you know, he don't ever do this and he don't ever do that, and damn, she don't ever do this and she don't ever do that. Well, when did y'all have a conversation about that? When did you sit? And like you said, there are a lot of people who can't verbalize, or who may have an issue with communication. They may not be able to tell you what it is that they're feeling or what they're needing. But sometimes some of the best communication is nonverbal communication. So when we're sitting there together and I'm rubbing your back or we're cuddling or whatever, and I notice I get a reaction out of you, then I have to take that as a sign of something. Or you know, sometimes we have to show better than we can tell. You know, we quick when we got an attitude with somebody to say, I can show you better than I can tell you. Well, how about when we're not mad? How about when we're not upset? Sometimes I can show you better than I can tell you. You know, so you've got to listen as well as watch. Those things are sexy. So if it depends on, like, I'm a simple person. I don't mean that mentally. I mean, sometimes I am pleased by some of the simplest things in the world. You can buy me 5 dozen roses, and I'll be like, oh, thank you. I'm going to appreciate it. But if we are out and about and we're just laughing and joking, and there's a guy on the side of the road, and just for no reason, you just decided you wanted to buy me this rose and be like, here, you know, I was just thinking about you. You know, I just want to give you that. That's cute. That is really cute. And sometimes the little things that people do are overlooked. We take them for granted, and people, then they don't do them anymore. And then you wonder why he don't do the shit he used to do. Or wonder why she don't do the shit she used to do. We always want these huge, grand gestures. Let me tell you something. If I'm married to you and I come home and you wash the dishes and you put the kids to bed, and you know how excited I am? You gonna get some.
Yes. Well, you know, because how about pay a bill. Oh my God. Oh, pay a bill. Oh, that makes
you
feel good.
You want to impress me? Write a check.
Oh, yes. That makes you feel good all over. Pay a bill.
What I'm serious. It's like, you know, I'm tired. And sexy is even if I'm sick. You know how sexy it is if I don't feel well and you come and take care of me in the midst of my, I know I'm not cute and I'm not the most easy person to deal with when I'm sick or whatever, but if you come and you want to take care of me, or if we're living together and you're taking care of the day-to-day things that I normally would take care of, I'm not feeling well, that is some sexy shit to me. That's some grown man shit, grown woman shit to me. And that is very attractive to me. And that's what's going to continue to attract me to you as an individual. So now don't get me wrong. I'm going to need you to still do some other stuff. That physical stuff, yeah, I need that too. So if when we met, you were putting it down some kind of way, like I said, I know life gets in the way. But I'd be damned if you ain't going to still come home and put it down the way I need it, the way I want it, and vice versa. Like, some night we are going to have orgasm wars because I'm going to try to match you for every one you give me. But we need that. And then, you know what? I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you. But we need that. And that's what keeps us going with each other when everything else is beating us down. So, you know, it's just like, be creative, you know, and I know we got to get ready to wrap up. Daddy's going to tell me, come on, baby, we got to put this to bed. So, you know, how can you get your sexy back? You know, first and foremost, do it for you. Do it for you. If you feel confident, if you feel beautiful, if you feel all of these things, do it for you. And I promise you, it's going to come out on the outside and everyone around you is going to see that. We create an aura, and people see and feel our auras, you know. Don't be ashamed to try or scared to try some new stuff, even when it's been with somebody you've been with forever. You know what? Yo, let's get this relationship a shot in the arm. You know, let's get this situationship some old new shit. Let's be spontaneous. Spontaneity is one of the sexiest things in the world. So if you come in and I'm in the kitchen and you bend me over the kitchen sink, that's some sexy shit right there.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, introduce some new things into your relationship. Introduce or expand on some things that you already know that work. You know, all ships are constant building blocks. So whether it be, you know, a relationship, situationship, whatever the case may be, it's a constant building block. So we want to add, and we want to add, and we want to add. And the more we add, the more we have to rely on.
Wow. Well, if we get into that time.
We get into that time.
You know, we got to wrap it up, you know, correctly and nice and professional. That's what we do here.
And a bow. Yeah,
but however, yeah. Great show. I want to say again, personally, to CEO Brigitte Yasmin Cleveland of Roar, Reach Out Addiction and Recovery, for coming on the show, talking about her program.
Yes.
And we want you to make sure you tune in. We'll put the link on our Facebook, social media site, and also on the shadowwolves.com site to reach out to Ms. Cleveland. And, you know, if you have any need some help, you know, we're going to provide resources. And, of course, the lovely Ms. Lady J. Great job.
Yeah.
Great perspectives, as always.
And the awesome Mr. Nye.
Oh, thank you.
There's no me without you.
Oh, Hallmark moments. I'm feeling the love. Now, check this out. Next week's show, I have something for you. Romantic destinations. Romantic destinations.
Ooh,
when I'm going to put a question mark with that. Now, that means you can go place physically or go to another place within your own home.
We're gonna
hold off on that.
Oh, okay.
But that's
okay.
Gonna be
I'm
next gonna be. Week. So we want you to tune in, Romantic Destinations, next week. So I'm gonna make it quick. We have like 90 seconds left to close out. I wanna say thank you for everybody, and you know, it take time to love yourself. Take time to get back what you have. And if you don't have it, have confidence in yourself. It ain't about nobody else. If you feel good about yourself, that's your own damn sexy. Own it. That's my closing remarks.
Conviction.
What's your closing remarks?
Conviction. Just conviction. Be convicted in who you are, how you are, you know, and let that exude within itself. You don't have to go far-reaching. You don't necessarily have to be naked. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes naked is cute. But, you know, just be convicted in your own sexuality, and it'll come across the board to any and everybody else.
All day. Once again, we want to thank everybody. We love y'all, and we'll see you next week, you know, from Mr. Nas and, of course, the lovely Miss Lady J.
Good night, you guys. Love you. Bye.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of that. Relation is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations every night.
in the building. We are in the building. Once again, we welcome everyone to the Relation Slow Jam and Adult Talk Show.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of admiration.
You know, we are trying to meet each other's needs.